We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants a 45-cent a gallon tax increase in Michigan to fix the roads. House Republican leader Lee Chatfield tells WWJ people don't want it. They can't afford it. He says we can fix the roads without a tax hike. The governor is calling on lawmakers to stop screwing around. Joining us live now, the governor. Good morning, Governor. What is going to happen starting today? You're meeting with the big Republicans in Lansing, right?
Well, the fact of the matter is I introduced a budget 6 months ago, and for the first time in 9 years, the legislature took an extended summer break without getting a budget done. And now we are down to the wire. We've got 1 month to get a budget done, and the budget's got to have a road fix in it. I ran on fixing the roads. I got elected overwhelmingly on fixing the roads. The legislature knows we've got a crisis on our hands, and yet they've offered no real alternative. They've run down the clock and put us in jeopardy. So now I've got to be the responsible party and make preparations in the event we don't get a budget done. But I'm going to work night and day to avoid a shutdown. But it's the Republicans who got to get back to work and put alternatives out there to the solution I put on the table.
For the first time, though, ever, we are dealing, though, with a potential increase of 45 cent a gallon increase in taxes. And that is, if that's passed, that would be the highest of the nation. So that might be the reason that a budget deal hasn't been produced at this time. Are you willing to come down from that, Governor?
Let me tell you what leadership looks like. It looks like acknowledging a problem and then coming to the table with ideas about how to solve it. If the Republican legislators don't embrace the solution that I put on the table, then it's on them to come to the table with some alternative that gets us there. And they haven't. They went on vacation, they played golf, they traveled all summer long while I've been working to try to get a deal done. And they need to get serious about getting back to work and putting an alternative on the table. These ideas about, you know, taking teacher pensions to fill potholes are just bad on a lot of different fronts, and they're not something that I'm going to accept. We need a budget that actually fixes the roads. And in the event we don't get one, I'm getting state government prepared for the worst. But I am committed to staying at the table until we have a deal done.
Governor, do you think they're committed, or do you think they're deliberately dragging their feet to embarrass you, to make you look bad because you promised this during your campaign?
You know what? I didn't promise this because it was a good thing politically. I promised it because it's what the people of the state want. We are paying $646 a year to fix our cars because our roads are getting worse. Business community is spending a lot of money, and it's undermining our ability to draw investment into this state. And frankly, we are closing a bridge every other week right now in Michigan. It's not one part of the state or another. This is a statewide crisis, and this is what the people of our state said they wanted when they voted overwhelmingly last year. And so it is incumbent on every one of us, Democratic and Republican alike, to get the job done and to find common ground. That's what we were elected to do. That's what leadership looks like, and that's what the people of our state expect.
Yeah, the Republicans have said, Mike Shirkey even said, that they have come to you with four different proposals on this specific issue of road funding that you have denied. What were in those proposals? Because those so far have not been made public.
So the Republicans have come with one page with three different options, every one of them included taking money out of teacher pension system to fill potholes. None of them raised enough money to actually solve the problem, and every one of them was banking on using teacher pensions to solve the problem. We've got an education crisis in Michigan. We've got an infrastructure crisis. We cannot continue to abuse one to fix the other. It's time for us to get it right and to have real long-term solutions, no phony plans that I'm never going to sign into law.
Governor, the term, you know, government shutdown has been tossed around. Do you think there is going to be a government shutdown? And for the average person, the average taxpayer, how would that affect them if the government shuts down?
Well, I really hope not. You know, the legislature choosing to take a summer vacation instead of getting their work done means that schools are now 2 months into their fiscal calendar year. It means that municipalities are as well. They've already expended a sixth of their budget, and they don't really even know what they're working on. This is a dereliction of duty and a failure of leadership, and it is critical that they get back to the table and get to work. If we don't have a budget by the end of September, there are a lot of things that, unfortunately, we are going to have to curtail. Critical services will continue to be provided, but the fact of the matter is, I can't negotiate with all of our bargaining units, just as our municipalities can't. And this is a critical, additional impact that we're confronting because the Republicans took the summer off.
Governor, it seems that one of the issues is this 6% gas tax and adding on top of that 45 cent per gallon tax. They would like the Republicans to get rid of the 6% gas tax, and then they might be more willing to go with this 45 cent a gallon tax, but you're not willing to do that. Is that the real sticking point here?
I wouldn't have a problem doing that if they found a way to pay for it. The fact of the matter is, if you take sales tax off of gas without a replacement, it's a $400 per pupil cut for every student in the state of Michigan. That is, that's unsustainable to cut pupils in Michigan by $400 apiece because they don't have a real plan to shore up the hole that creates. Now, if they came up with one and they said, "Here's, we're going to raise revenue so that students are not hurt by this," then certainly I'd engage in that conversation. But at this juncture, all they've said was, "Let's cut education to fill some more potholes." It's not a real road solution, and it hurts our kids. And I'm not interested in doing that.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer, thank you for joining us live here on WWJN. We wish you the best.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.